Thank you for joining us live from Washington. I'm Sandra Nyairam. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Among our top stories this evening, President Robert Mugabe launches his party's 2013 election campaign, threatening to pull Zimbabwe out of the Southern African Development Community.
Finance Minister Tendai Biti says Zimbabwe is still struggling to raise money to run this year's general election despite President Robert Mugabe's hasty move to announce the July 31st polls.
The bottom line is that Zimbabwe doesn't have sufficient funds from its budget to fund for this election. It's something that I've told my cabinet colleagues. It's something that I've been in constant touch with the President Mugabe.
And the MDC formation led by Professor Woshume Ncube and Dumiso Dabengwa's ZAPU announced an election pact that will see the parties supporting each other's candidates as talks on the Grand Coalition seem to be faltering.
President Robert Mugabe today launched his party's 2013 election campaign, threatening to pull Zimbabwe out of the Southern African Development Community. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Speaking at the launch of his party's election manifesto for the July 31st elections, President Mugabe said he may pull the country out of SADC if some member states of the bloc continue to interfere with the country's internal affairs. Mr. Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party are apparently miffed by South African President Jacob Zuma insisting on the need for Harare to implement more democratic reforms ahead of the July 31st election. Mr. Zuma is the SADC-appointed mediator in Harare, and he is supported in the clarion call by others like Botswana's Ian Seretse Khama.
I made that proclamation, but still, they ran with their proclamation to a SADC meeting in Maputo thinking that SADC had the power. SADC has no power to command us to do that which our court says cannot be done. Let it be known that we are in SADC voluntarily. If SADC decides to do stupid things, we can move out and withdraw from SADC.
On his controversial proclamation of this year's election date, Mr. Mugabe said there was no reason for him to consult his governing partners in the coalition government. Prime Minister Tsvangirai said Mr. Mugabe acted outside the constitution when he failed to consult him in setting the poll date.
The court says not later than July. Okay, to give more time, I'll choose the last day of July. And that will not be a violation. But others still said, Mugabe did not consult. Did I have to consult them? I'm given the authority to make proclamations. I don't have to consult anyone on that matter. On other administrative matters where I had to make some decisions, but this was a matter where the court said the president has to give a ruling. It didn't say the president and Tsvangirai and Mtambara.
The ZANU-PF leader described the forthcoming election as a battle for survival, predicting that his party will romp to victory with at least 90% of the total votes cast.
We want upon in every constituency. If that will not happen, let us expect that if we lose one or two men who will have fallen as soldiers in the fight, we shall still be able to say our victory was not less than 90%.
He urged those contesting for parliamentary seats under the ZANU-PF ticket to also campaign for him so the former Liberation Party can avoid another unity government. In the previous elections, some ZANU-PF supporters did not vote for Mr. Mugabe, although they voted for their parliamentary candidates in an operation called Bora Musango.
Vae aninga vagona kunyango vakundwa ku parliament ndivo vachaita hurumende. Ndiro zvinoreva executive presidency. Mova neruzivo ipapo nokuti muna 2008 vamwe vaita zva president ayano hazvina mhosva nokuti tikangohwina isu tinenge tahwina ayo hazvidaro. The presidential vote will decide whether we shall be the government or not.
Mr. Mugabe said his party will ensure that Zimbabweans get access to the country's resources through the indigenization program and will create employment, among other promises.
Saka izvozvo ndozvo zvimwe zvatinazvo mapolicies edu. Kuwanza mabasa, kutsigira maindustry. Kana mchitarira, maindustries in Bulawayo used to be the industrial city. Vanababa vedu vaimhanyira kuBulawayo because there were more employment opportunities in industry than there were in Harare.
He also called on his party's activists and supporters to campaign peacefully ahead of the July 31 polls.
Let's beat our opponents, Nema votes, but please, no violence. Let's have an election without violence. Hatidi violence kana kutyisidzira vanhu. But do we need to do that? Tine vanhu vanotitevera vakadai kozvo kutyisidzira vamwe ndezvei.
Meanwhile, Mr. Tsvangirai is expected to launch his party's election campaign at a rally set for Rudaka Stadium in Marondera on Sunday. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.